Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studios. Jim Beaver, your host here, and we got an extra special edition of Project Action this week. My good friends at General Tire, who remind you, anywhere is possible, invited me out to their special event on the year, the General Tire ARCA 150. First time that General Tire, ARCA had been back to Charlotte Motor Speedway in over a decade. And this is just not any trip to Charlotte Motor Speedway. It coincides with a Coca-Cola 600, the biggest weekend in racing, where you've got the Monaco Grand Prix, you've got the Coca-Cola 600, you've got the Indianapolis 500, all crammed into one weekend, spread across basically the globe, but the biggest weekend in motorsports. And ARCA was able to kind of put on the pre-show to the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600, coincided with qualifying for the Coke 600. I was able to catch up with some of these General Tire drivers, and it was an amazing good time out there. Great racing. I was able to catch up with Zane Smith, Chase Purdy, Sheldon Creed, Jesse Iwuji, Riley Herbst, Natalie Decker, and Michael Self. And I got to tell you, it was definitely a good time. I enjoyed the racing, seeing these young guns shoot it out. Some of my off-road familia, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Zane Smith, kids that grew up in the desert under the Terrible Herbst banner, Sheldon Creed, obviously Short Horse, and Robbie Gordon Stadium Super Trucks. But definitely a good time had by all out there at the General Tire ARCA 150. So this coverage being brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Definitely check them out, generaltire.com, and make sure and use that hashtag anywhere is possible, when you're posting up your General Tire picks to social media. But definitely a good time out there. I think you guys are going to enjoy this show. If you like stock car racing, if you like interviews with young guns, up-and-comers, man, it was definitely a good time, especially if you like off-road drivers, right? I mean, we've got some of the off-road family mixed in there with Riley, Zane, and Sheldon. So thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, this is Project Action on Podcast One. And those of you that haven't already, please go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button to this podcast, and make sure and get all this content beamed directly to your iDevice or your computer each and every week. In the past, we've had some amazing guests, everybody from race car drivers, action sports, rock stars, musicians, video gamers, you name it, they've been here on Project Action. In the coming weeks, man, we've got an interview with Brittany Palmer. You know her from the UFC. That is right, Ring Girl. She's also a professional artist. We got Brittany Palmer. She's going to be on the show. We've got some fishermen on the General Tire side. We're going to deal with some pro bass fishermen. Definitely some epic interviews I recorded out there at Charlotte Motor Speedway and in the big area around Charlotte when I was out there with General Tire. So we've got some epic guests coming up here. I'm trying to think what else we got in our back pocket. I know we're going to be doing some rad stuff with some people in the military and the gun industry, and we're just a mix of radness here on Project Action, and I think you guys are going to enjoy what's coming at you here the next couple of weeks. My good friend Bro Jack, she's coming back, right? Jacqueline Carrizosa, she'll be back on the show as well. So lots of good times. Thank you for subscribing to this show on iTunes, rating and reviewing. Make sure and check out my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. That is available on iTunes as well, or at downanddirtyshow.com. I am Jim Beaver. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And we've got our, for our national show, it's at Down and Dirty Show. Post a lot of rad motorsports content to that Instagram account. So thank you guys. Man, we're going to roll right in. We got a lot of these. What do we got? Seven interviews we're going to air in the show today, so we are going to jump right into those. But before we do, I got to tell you about a few of our amazing partners here in Project Action. And if you're looking to buy a car, And you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for. But what's it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're looking for is the price that actually means something to you. Introducing True Price from TrueCar. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And before you get to the dealership, TrueCar dealers will show you the true price on cars that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And you know, how do you know if True Price is a great price? Well, it's because TrueCar shows you what other people paid for that same exact car that you want in your area. And your TrueCar certified dealers know this, so they set their True Price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit TrueCar. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Okay, and this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Go to geico.com today, and sorry for all the numbers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out of time. All right. So, yeah, we're going to roll right into things. And, you know, there's some amazing podcasts on Podcast One. And obviously you like this show. You're listening to it. You probably should take a gamble on RJ Bell's Dream Preview each week on Podcast One Sportsnet. Get everything you need from one of the biggest games each week from pregame.com's Wise Guy Roundtable with host RJ Bell and some of the biggest names from the world of sports betting. Check out RJ Bell's Dream Preview at Podcast One Sportsnet and Apple Podcasts, and remember to rate and review. All right, so we're going to run right into these shotgun style, these interviews. So we're just going to roll them, man. I'm not going to talk in between them. We're just going to roll through these interviews. If you like stock cars, you're going to love these. We got Zane Smith, Chase Purdy, Sheldon Creed, Jesse Owuji, Riley Herbst, Natalie Decker, and Michael Self coming right at you right about now. All right, out here at the General Tire Arca 150 with Zane Smith. I got to tell you, man, I'm an off-road guy seeing you out here. This is like, I don't know, it's like full circle out here at being out here seeing your dad bounce around. I've seen him at the off-road races for years, you know. I mean, what's take us down this path. How did you get here to Arca? Because most people would look at you and go, man, this kid should be racing short course right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a ton different. The whole atmosphere, pretty much the off-road scene's kind of like a relaxed, like just hang out, and this is totally serious. But yeah, I started out on BMX bikes when I was 3 years old, and me and my dad and my mom, we went all around running those. And then my dad got me a go-kart when I was about like six, a pavement go-kart, and then I did that, and my dad built a trophy kart, which you're probably familiar with, obviously. But yeah, so we ran those, and I don't know, I didn't really see myself, I want to do it for like a living, which sounds crazy when I was like 8 years old thinking about that. But so I decided to take like the pavement path, and yeah, we had to race go-karts all around, won pretty much everything you can in those. And then we went to legend cars, won a ton in that, and then went to super late models, won a good bit in that, and then did like a couple Canaan east and west races, not I think like three, and they're totally like last minute deals, and now a full year of ARCA. So it's definitely been a crazy road, but it's pretty cool to be here now.
Well, and here's a question, because your dad, I mean, he's built some amazing, phenomenal off-road cars, you know, and he understands engineering, setup, things like that. But I mean, you know, on the stock car side, I mean, is he much help at all, or is it one of those where he's like, I'm totally out of my element, man, you're on your own?
Yeah, no, he hangs out in the stands drinking a Corona. He don't get involved, and I'm pretty happy he don't, because I don't know, I'll let him stick with his job on the off-road scene. But and yeah, I give him a ton of credit for those things. I went back to California for a couple of weeks not too long ago, and it's crazy to see how far those things have came, how much technology they have, and how much lighter my dad has gotten them. But yeah, it's definitely way different, and I'm not sure, maybe he can make Marty look bad on the desert stuff, but I guarantee you Marty will make him look bad on the pavement stuff.
Well, you know, that being said, I know you talking about off-road real quick. We'll talk about ARCA here in a second. But I know you and Riley teamed up here, what, a couple months back, and you guys ended up overall in your first ever race. I mean, obviously the trucks are sitting there, you know, in the shop, but how did that come about? I mean, and you guys, it's one of those, you win your first race out, now you got to get bit by that bug too, right?
Yeah. So we actually went out to Parker during, I think it was just like a shock test, and that was our first time driving them, and it's crazy, like, how much different they are. They're just, like, so big and heavy, and, like, this, you, like, avoid the wall, like, all you can. Like, when you get that thing out of shape, like, you just let it roam wherever you want. So that's a big difference right there, and obviously they're huge. But, yeah, I mean, that was pretty sweet. We didn't even actually go out there really. I mean, we obviously wanted to win, but we went out there to just get seat time, the thing, just have fun, and we ended up winning the thing. So that was a huge bonus, and yeah, that was a ton of fun.
You guys are, like, knocking on the door. Hey, Troy, Tim, you guys are losing your eyes, right?
Yeah, they were saying, I know I was kind of a smart aleck when to Tim. I was like, man, it only took us 18 years to let us drive one of these things. And he was like, if you wad this thing up, it'd be another 18. So we're kind of, like, a little bit hesitant when he told us that. But, I don't know, we got used to it pretty quick.
Too funny. So, talking about ARCA, man, so we're sitting here. You're coming off, what, back-to-back wins, right? Current points leader. I mean, how is this year shaping up? You got to be pretty obviously, you got to be stoked on where you guys are sitting.
Yeah, it's been really good for us so far. Daytona didn't go the way we wanted to, but that one's a crapshoot, as we all know. But we were running good, and we brought a really fast car down there, which is all you can really do. They went into Nashville and dominated that one. Went to Salem, made a couple mistakes, ended up second, and then went down to Talladega and had, like, the closest finish in ARCA history and was on the good side of that. And got the win there, and then we went to Toledo Sunday and won that one. So hopefully we could make it three in a row at Charlotte.
Well, three in a row at Charlotte. I mean, this is the first time ARCA's been back here. You know, they were talking about some of the, winners of the past, and I was looking down that list. And I mean, it's some people who've made it, you know, basically made statements in NASCAR. I mean, it's like, you know, getting a win here, that's a big deal to win the, you know, first time ARCA's been back here in almost 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's the home of everything, really. That's why it's so big, I feel like. I really want to win this one just because it's the home for us and everything. And, I don't know, there'll be a big crowd of everyone that we really know, and I don't know, it's just the first mile and a half of the year. This one's just one of the bigger ones of the year, so hopefully we can check it off the list.
Yeah, how is it, especially this round, you know, it's here, you got, the Coke 600 this weekend, you know, there's some Xfinity drivers popping in, some Craftsman Trucks drivers. I mean, you guys have a good core of people running for the championship, but how's that affect strategy with some of these other drivers bouncing in and out of the series who you know are going to run up front?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of go into this race thinking, like, they're in it to win it. Like, they don't got to worry about no championship. So hopefully you have enough speed to be in front of them. You don't got to worry about it. But we're probably going to be around them. But, I don't know, you just got to be smart and just have that championship in the back of your mind.
All right. So, looking at this year, obviously we got ARCA. What else on the horizon? You guys going to sneak back into that off-road track at all, you think?
Hopefully. He just walked right by us. Hopefully he lets us in along with Troy. But that was awesome to let us run it in the first place. I mean, that was a huge opportunity that, believe me, a lot of people would love to do. So I was pumped for that. But anytime that they're down for it, I'm ready.
How is it? Well, and that being said, how's it been racing with Riley? I mean, you guys grew up together. I mean, he's one of your best friends. You know, you guys obviously race the off-road truck together. How is that competing against him and ARCA, you know, and kind of coming up the ranks, you know, with somebody that you've known for so long?
Yeah, I mean, Riley, I've grown up with him my whole life. And that's the same with my dad. I mean, him and Troy, they've been together and their whole life also. So, I don't know, it's like a brother, really. I mean, we race each other just like we race anyone else. We still hang out off the track. It's just, I don't know, it's a normal deal, really. We don't really think about it that way when we're on the track.
You got no problem putting a fender on him when you need to?
Yeah, he's already done it to me, so I own one.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Zane, man. Good luck out here at the General Tire 150, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, out here at the General Tire 150, the ARCA race here, Charlotte Motor Speedway. We got Chase Purdy here, and I got to say, we were talking right before we jumped on here. Our show's title sponsored by Polaris. I know I see Razor and Slingshot on your car. I mean, you were telling me you guys a big dealer for Polaris. How's that tie in?
Yeah, so we have a place down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's called Bama Buggies, and we do a lot of Polaris off-road vehicles and buggies for them and stuff. So, it's a cool deal. They have a really good product. Really big fan of what they do. But yeah,
get to go out on the off weekends and go shred some razors.
Most definitely, that's what I do. My grandfather's got a ranch down in Alabama, and he's got 5,000 acres, and we just go down there and have a ball and hang out. So just me and my buddies and the guys go down there and mud ride, do whatever we can with them.
Have they let you loose on a slingshot yet?
Not yet. They say you could take them on the street, though. I think it's this, yeah, but no, not yet. I've been in one. I've driven around a few times, but I haven't.
Let you race a stock car 200 miles an hour. They won't let you loose in a slingshot, man. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, I don't think they trust me just yet on the street on it, but we'll see.
So talking about this year in ARCA, man, you finished second last weekend. You know, you got a couple of top fives, third in points. You know, kind of take us through the year to, you know, how we are. I know you're running the full year. That's got to be, you know, pretty awesome to know you're locked in for the full year. But, you know, what's things look like?
Yeah, man. So Daytona and Talladega weren't too good to us. And we had a decent seventh place finish in Nashville. We had a few mechanical problems that race, but we scratched out seventh place. And then we finished fourth at Salem and second last weekend. So we haven't had too good of luck the first few races, but I think that's going to turn around. And it showed last week. But we got a lot of speed this weekend. And got a few things we need to do the car to be a little better, but I think we're going to be pretty good race trim.
Well, and how is it racing here at Charlotte? I know it's a big deal for ARCA being back here, first time in you know, over a decade they're back here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You guys, you know, there's a lot of drivers coming into ARCA that are kind of doing one-offs from trucks and, you know, in Xfinity. I mean, how is it racing here, you know, at Charlotte? This is, you know, the home of stock car racing.
Oh, this place is awesome, man. I tell you, it's just intense. I mean, this place is, I mean, it's real line sensitive, too. I mean, like, I think at nighttime they have a bunch of VHT down on the top, and nobody's really run the top. If you guys have, but come nightfall, there's gonna be people running the top, running the bottom, and this place, some of the lights is just beautiful. So I'm excited. We have a really fast Bama Buggy's MDM Polaris car, and I think we'll be all right.
So that being said, I mean, a lot of these tracks, you know, you guys have been to before, and this is, you know, first time, you know, ARCA's been here. I mean, a lot of teams, you know, you got data you can carry over from years to years. I mean, what's, you know, what kind of wrenches they throwing at you this year since it's, you know, first time back? It's all new setups. I mean, you guys are just learning?
Yeah, pretty much just learning. We had time to test about a week and a half ago, and that's when the driver gets a lot of data himself, you know, other than watching film. And we rolled off the gate pretty fast, and like I said, we're going to change some things back to how we had them at the test. We tried some new things here today. Weren't real happy with it. Wasn't horrible, but it just wasn't the best. And we'll go back to how we had things at the test and the data that we recovered from the test, bring it here now, and be good in the race.
So you got to, you know, obviously you got Zane, Sheldon, you teammates here. You know, what's you guys obviously, you know, you can help each other in the draft and things like that. But it's like we were talking with Zane, you know, you got no problem putting a fender on your teammates if you have to.
That's right. You can go look at Sunday's race at Toledo. It means Zane. But no, I mean, we race hard and we race clean. And we understand when it's crunch time, it's okay if you get a little door banging action going on or a little bump and run. That's perfectly normal. But there is a fine line. And we all race each other with respect, and I mean, it's real fun to race your teammate. It's hard, you know. You want to be the guy on the team that finishes first out of all you guys, but
a little bit of bragging rights.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Nobody wants to be the guy that finishes last on the team side. You know what I mean? So, but that.
Any side bets going on ever?
No, I mean, we every now and then we'll talk some trash to each other, but not too much. Here lately, we've just been trying to get information out of each other and really help each other. I think last Sunday, I leaned on Zane for a lot of information, and it worked out well for us. I mean, but came up one spot short to him, but we'll see.
So that being said, I mean, currently sitting third in points. I mean, you know, what's it going to take to, you know, to slingshot yourself up the ladder these next couple of spots?
Got to win, got to be consistent, and mainly just got to do your job. And I think if you do all three of those things, you should be fine.
So, you know, looking down the road, obviously, you know, you're in ARCA full time this year. I mean, you know, what would you like to be doing in, say, 2019?
Something in the big three as far as trucks or Xfinity, something like that. That'd be cool.
What's the stepping stone there? I mean, how much different is you for, you know, as a driver, you know, to go from ARCA to, say, trucks?
You know, I've never driven a truck, so I can't really tell you that. But from what I've heard from people who have done it is as trucks seem to, at mile and a half, have a bit more downforce. These cars don't have as much downforce as trucks and stuff. I've heard some people say it's harder, some people say it's easier. So what that tells me, it's going to be one of those things that I have to go out there and figure out myself. So you hear the best of both worlds, but I'm just going to have to go out there and learn it myself one day.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Chase, man. Good luck. And I don't know if you ever want to come to Arizona, shred some razors, man. I got a shop full.
Hell yeah, bud. Let's go.
Jim Beaver catching up here with Sheldon Creed out at the General Tire ARCA 150, man. And I don't know. I think last time I interviewed you on the show, it was like right around Dakar time when you were going and running with Robbie there. But, man, good to see you out here at ARCA. How's life been treating you?
Today's been rough, but other than that, we've been good. We've been consistent, but just learning. Every time we get in the car, we're learning and just trying to absorb as much as we can.
Yeah, I know we literally pulled you out from underneath the car to do this interview, man. That's one thing I've always liked about you. Didn't matter what it is, if I've been at Lucas Short Course or around Robbie or anybody, you got no problem diving in and getting your hands greasy and wrenching on things.
Yeah, I mean, I ran out of talent this morning in practice and spun it off of two, so... I don't know, I'm not going to go sit in the trailer while I just wreck it and make the guys fix it. I'll jump in there with them and help where I can, you know.
So, you know, that being said, you know, obviously you got this, you know, you got an off-road background. I mean, geez, I don't know, I, you know, watched you kind of grow up through the ranks of off-road and things like that. I mean, how's this transition to stock car racing been? I mean, it's not new this year. You've been doing it off and on, but, how has that been? What have you been able to take from, you know, the off-road side of things, transition it over?
It's actually been really tough. The off-road stuff teaches you a lot of good car control and a lot of good things. It teaches you speed, really. And then you come to this, and you can take that speed and that car control, but then you have to, like, calm yourself down and kind of smooth yourself out. So that's been a big part of my learning curve, is just calming down in the car, I guess, and not driving it as hard. Because you can overdrive them so easy. So I think that's been a big part of my learning curve, and just trying to absorb as much as I can while we're in ARCA.
So, you know, I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, what, you know, obviously you grew up and, you know, we watched you in Lucas Short Course. I know you've done some UTV stuff and some stadium super trucks and bounced around, did some stuff with Dakar. I mean, you know, a lot of people see you and go, oh, shoot, this guy's going to be, you know, professional off-road driver. Here we've got you in ARCA. I mean, what led you down this path to stock cars?
I think I always wanted to go stock cars from when I was little. Just finally made the jump over. I did off-road for as long as I could, because that's what I loved and that's what I wanted to do. But I didn't really like the stock cars at first, to be honest, when I first started racing them. But now, then with a good team and we're running good, now it's fun. And I don't know, once you get in one, like, more and you're in one every weekend, then it becomes fun. And that's kind of becomes your job. It's a fun job. So,
yeah, definitely no complaints, right?
Yeah, not at all.
So, you know, speaking of that, I know, you know, from time to time you do jump back in an SST truck and stuff like that. So, I mean, is that something, you know, ARCA, that's your main deal this year, but, you know, is it still fun to bounce back and forth when, door opens in off-road?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't run as off-road as much as I'd like. If I had the opportunity to run it as much as I could, I would. So, I don't know, I don't have the money to go off-road racing right now. So when Robbie calls me up to race SST, I jump all over that. And my main goal is I really want to race trophy truck in the desert. That's something I've always wanted to do, and I'll do it one day when I can afford it. But
you did it with 1,000 with Robbie though once, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was like 2015 or 16. Yeah. I was like 16 years old and we did it, so that was cool. But I want another shot at it. I want to actually go test before I get in the truck. Where I got thrown in that thing leading, and I had no test time in it, so. I'd like to go back and do it right, and I don't know. I think trophy trucks are badass, so that's what I want to do.
Well, and here's a question, you know, talking about that, and we'll come back to ARCA here in a second, but, you know, you went and did Dakar. I mean, that's a big deal. There's a lot of American drivers that, you know, it's a dream, right? Everybody in desert racing, they want to go to, you know, Dakar. I mean, you were able to go do that. I mean, how was that experience, and what, you know, that's putting you, you know, on the global stage, you know, with media attention and things like that. I mean, you know, what can you take away from that? You know, just that event and the atmosphere and what you learned, and, I mean, you know, and the cameras, and, you know, eventually if you make it, you know, to the top tier of NASCAR, I mean, I got to feel Dakar, that media, you know, being in the spotlight's got to be very much the same.
It was cool. Dakar was rad, honestly. That was a really cool experience, and it's different. It's not like your everyday, no, trophy truck racing or Baja or even the deserts in Nevada and California. So it was different. It was a lot of rally road stuff, and we were fast. I mean, we ran top 10 on the charts almost every day, and then we'd have, like, a small little problem, whether it was, like, a little flat tire or power steering one day. Robbie ran out of gas one day, so we were fast. I'd like to go back and do that right, too, if I get the opportunity to go back and do it right. And now I've been there. You can't go there first year and expect to win. It's just way too hard, and there's way too much to learn. you can't go in blind, you know, and we're that's what we did. So, you know, we went into day one not knowing what to expect. You have notes, but you don't know what the course is. So that was really cool. Pretty thankful for that opportunity, but looking forward to go back if I get the opportunity.
Well, and I know I was talking with Robbie this morning, actually, and I think he's going to come out tonight or something like that. But, I mean, you and him, obviously, you know, you guys have been close over the years. I mean, with you kind of making this transition to stock cars, anything you can pick his brain and call him once in a while and say, hey, man, what do you think here?
Yeah, no, Robbie's super talented race car driver. So any questions I ever have, he's always answered. He kind of cut me off on the stadium truck stuff once I started doing good.
When you start beating him, it's over, right?
I mean, he'd come to me at that point. But, no, it's – Robbie's super cool. He's been really good to me and kind of taken me under his wing a little bit and just gave us advice in certain ways to go and also helped us in a lot of ways. So pretty thankful for him.
So that being said, I mean, you were the points leader earlier on this year. I know you kind of let up the points lead here the last round. But what's the predictions here at Charlotte, man?
Oh, if you would have asked me at the beginning of practice, I'd say we had a really good shot at winning it. We were tight in the test a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and then today we were completely opposite. I had no problem turning. I was just extremely loose, but I felt like I ended up spinning it out off too, but if I wouldn't have spun it, we could have probably worked on it and got it tight or tightened up to where we had no issues, and then I think we would have had a really, really fast car. So kind of going in blind here. Don't really know what we're going to have in qualifying, but just going to send it, see what we have to offer.
Just going to send it, man. I like that. Thanks a lot, Sheldon.
Thank you.
All right, out here at the General Tire ARCA 150, we got Jesse Owuji here, man. Good to see you out here. It's got to be pretty awesome. I mean, full-time, I don't know, full-time this year. What's the plans for ARCA and you this year?
Yeah, so the plans for ARCA this year is to really gain experience, you know, on the bigger track. So we've been at Daytona. We've been here at we went to Talladega. We're here at Charlotte. We'll be at Pocono, Michigan, Chicagoland, Kansas, you name it. So the big thing is just to get experience on the bigger tracks. And, you know, the sponsors, BBMC Mortgage, Homebird, Operation Home Connect, all those folks that kind of helped make this happen with our Patriot Motorsports Group team.
All right. Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit about your background, man, because having you land here racing ARCA at Charlotte, man, that's kind of been one heck of a road you've been on. I mean, you know, we've got some background, you know, with the Navy. You played D1 football and track and field. I mean, you know, how does one go from that to where you're at now, man?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey so far. I mean, I went from playing high school football in Dallas, Texas, to playing college football at the Naval Academy, becoming an officer in the Navy, and then while being an officer in the Navy, racing in stock cars. So it's been not only me. There's been a lot of help from a lot of friends, family, just networking contacts, you know, who have just put me in the right place at the right time to be where I'm at right now. Actually, a guy sitting in here right now who's helping me this weekend, his name is Kyle Wisner. He was the one who even introduced me into stock car racing. I knew nothing about it, but in 2014, he was like, you should try it. I did, and I was like, you know what? This is where I want to go. 2015, I started racing late models. 2016, I was in K&N. 2017, and this year, K&N again, and also ARCA now.
Man, that's like trial by fire. That's a heck of a, you know, just bam, every year, you know, moving up the ladder, moving up the chain. I mean, you know, how has that been for you? I mean, you know, finding sponsors and funding and things like that. I mean, it's like one of those things young drivers always struggle with. Seems like you're doing a real good job with social media and things like that. I mean, you know, how is it you know, finding the funding to come here and race?
Yeah, it's never easy at all, but we've had good supporters and people believing in us, like BBMC Mortgage, Homebird, Operation Home Connect. All those folks, you know, believing in the journey here for this ARCA season and more, even in K&N with Perfect Hydration, you know, and Lights Out. They've been great supporters and helping really build this journey and get it to where it needs to be. We have a lot further to go. We have a lot more experience to gain, but with the great sponsors and stuff we've had, we're going to make it happen.
Well, and, you know, with your military background and things like that, I mean, obviously, you know, I know that's something near and dear to your heart. You know, how is it, you know, still being able to talk with those guys? I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people, they're in the military and they wonder, what am I going to do next? What am I going to get out? You know, and you're living proof, man. There's life after the military, right?
Yeah, there's definitely life after the military for sure. You know, now I'm in the Navy Reserves and not active duty, so I'm only doing about 60 days of service a year. But with what I'm doing now, I'm basically showing people that if you do have a big journey or if you do have a big dream, you're trying to go on a big journey, you can make it happen. You just got to put a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and keep grinding every single day.
So, you know, obviously you said you're getting some experience this year in ARCA. I mean, you know, what's the plans for the rest of this year? And then looking at 2019, where do you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. So more ARCA and K&N racing for sure. And then the goal is to keep moving up the ladder. You know, the next step would be the Truck Series and then eventually the Xfinity Series and then eventually the Cup Series. But I got to learn a lot now before I can make that happen. And through ARCA, it's a great way to do it.
Well, you know, in Charlotte Motor Speedway, I mean, this is, you know, the home of stock car racing, you know. It's the first time ARCA's been back here, you know, in over a decade. I mean, how is it, you know, how is it racing here at Charlotte? I mean, this is a special place for stock car racing. I mean, how is it for you to be here at Charlotte?
It's cool. I mean, yeah, it's Charlotte. I've been here two other times before, and now I'm getting an opportunity to race here. So it's a fast track for sure, very bumpy, but it's fun, and I think I'm going to learn a lot. And if you can really get it down here and learn what you're doing here, I think when you go to some of the other 1.5 miles, it'll probably be a little bit easier.
So practices are over. What did you learn, you know, heading into qualifying? How do you think you're going to stack up?
Yeah, so it feels like the track is definitely different than it was when we came here and tested before. I mean, we just ran right now. It was 11:30 to, you know, 1:30 p.m., so kind of right in the middle of the day, whereas before we ran in the evening. So the track felt a lot different. But we are faster now than we were at the test, which is good, but we're not where we want to be exactly just yet. So we still have some ways to go. Hopefully we can make some improvements during qualifying, pick up some more time, and then really just run with the pack. The big thing today is, you know, stay out of trouble and be there at the end of the race.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jesse. Appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, and thank you to General Tire and everybody who's putting on this great race.
All right. We got Riley Herbst here catching up with you at the General Tire ARCA 150. Just talking to your dad out there, and he's like, I feel like I ought to be in Parker right now in the river with a weekend coming, but he's like, I'm here with Riley in Charlotte. Man, that's got to be interesting for you. You're a West Coast kid, man. All this whole, you know, stock car racing, you know, the traveling around the country. I mean, how's that been? Has it been a switch for you moving from the West Coast to doing a bunch of stuff all over the place?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun traveling all over the place. Following my dream and career out here stock car racing, but usually Memorial Day weekend we're out in Havasu having a good time at Jump Rock and all those places, so it's a different vibe, but I'm loving it.
Well, I know, you know, it was funny talking with Zane a little bit ago. You know, he was talking about you guys, you know, being friends and coming up through the ladder and stuff like that. I mean, is this one of those things that I look at you and I go, man, this is a kid that should be racing Lucas Short Course right now, you know, and you chose, you know, the stock car, you know, direction. I mean, how's that been for you? I mean, it's, you know, I see a lot of kids, you know, your age, and like I said, they're running Pro 2s and Pro Lights and things like that. I mean, was this decision, hey, I really want to be a NASCAR driver, and you went down this path?
Yeah, for sure. I really wanted to make a career out of it, and as you know, it's a scrap and a grind to get anything out in off-road racing, so I felt like it was the best path for me to come out here to the Carolinas and pursue auto racing and stuff like that. But it's a lot of fun growing up and racing with my good buddy Zane and all that stuff.
Yeah. So coming up through the ranks, I mean, you know, I know you've dabbled a bit in off-road and things like that. I mean, you know, what's kind of led you here to ARCA, and you know, where are you looking at in the next couple of years where you'd like to be?
Next couple of years, definitely want to be in the higher ranks, like Xfinity Series, Truck Series, stuff like that. But the ARCA Series is great for me to build my skills and the experience and the support with General Tire for giving us the radial tire to learn on and stuff like that on these big mile and a half tracks.
So looking at this season, man, you're fifth in points right now, or, you know, you're top five in points. I mean, what's the rest of the season look like?
Hopefully better than the first part. We've been a big struggle of bad luck lately. Haven't really finished any races, so we just need some luck on our side. We've been really fast everywhere we've gone. We finished today third in practice, so I'm really excited for the race tonight, and hopefully we can finish it off.
Yeah, well, and how's it been for you being in an organization like Joe Gibbs Racing? I mean, these are guys that have been, you know, been around this industry for a long time. They know what the heck they're doing. You know, they know what it takes to field a winning program and to make a driver, you know, eventually a cup driver. I mean, how's that been you working in this organization?
It's an honor, but it puts pressure on me because I'm with the best and I have to be the best and perform to the highest deal and like that and win races. And so that's what we're doing here. We're trying to win races and be the most successful we can.
Well, talking about that, I know you and Zane, I think we had you on the national show a couple months back talking about your overall win. But you guys were able to go out and run a trophy truck. You know, how was that first experience? You know, obviously you've been around it your whole life, but, you know, how was it to finally get the, you know, behind the wheel and then shoot, overall win right out of the box, man? That had to have you pumped.
Yeah, it was really cool to have my dad and Mike Smith let me and Zane run the race, and we won. It was awesome, but it's so amazing what those things will do. The holes that you can just keep the thing wide open and it'll float right across of it. So it was so much fun. Me and Zane were always laughing the whole time, and it was cool to come out there with the win and get a win in a Herb Smith Fab Trophy truck. Was awesome.
You know, and talking about that, I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they try and make the transition to, from off-road to stock cars. Now, to me, it's like you're kind of doing a little bit of the opposite. But is there anything from the stock car world that helped you drive the trophy truck? Anything that crosses back and forth?
I think so. Just the smoothness on the wheel and stuff like that really helped us, and how you have to be smooth and accurate here in the stock cars, and smooth in anything helps you go faster, especially in the off-road, to don't swerve on the wheel, stuff like that. So everything overlaps, and it was really fun to do.
So, you know, I was talking with Zane earlier, and we were talking about your guys' friendship, and obviously you guys have been around, you know, your dad's in off-road and things like that, you know, and he's like, you know, he's like my brother, but he goes, I'm not scared to put a fender on him, and he goes, I actually owe him one right now. So, how is that racing with him? I mean, it's like, it's almost like you got a brother and a teammate there, but then at the same time, you guys are racing against each other hard, right?
Yeah, it's like we're bloodline. He does got a big one on me, so we just got to watch our backs all year. But it's so much fun growing up through the ranks when we were 4 years old, racing go-karts, trophy karts, legend karts, late models, and now we're in a premier series of the ARCA series, and so we're racing together. We talk all the time. We're good buddies. We're like brothers, but he owes me one, but I'll put a fender right back on him, and it's all cool when we're off the track, so that's the best part about this deal.
Yeah, a little bit of bragging rights at the end of the day.
Absolutely. He's got three right now, and we got to get one soon.
So, you know, that being said, you know, we're here at Charlotte. This is a big one. I mean, you know, first time in over a decade that ARCA's back here at Charlotte. I mean, this is the home of NASCAR, home of stock car racing. I mean, what's it like to be running here at Charlotte, and how can this event, you know, help you guys kind of turn the season around and get you, you know, towards the front of the points?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm not from here, from Las Vegas, but it's everybody's turf. It's a turf war, and everybody wants to be the best in front of their families, brothers, sisters. So everybody's coming out to watch their relatives who work on these race cars, and it's who's the best, and it's awesome to do in front of everybody's hometown, and it's a big turf war.
Well, and how do you feel? Like, I see this big movement in NASCAR, you know, obviously part of it's the NASCAR Next program, but I mean, I see you and I see Zane and, you know, a kid like, you know, Sheldon, and then Haley Deegan's running some series. I mean, you guys have off-road roots, but you're rooted in the Southwest. I mean, you know, has it been tough for you guys to make that transition from the Southwest to, you know, here the East Coast and do the NASCAR stuff? I mean, how has that been for you in that transition?
Yeah, we're taking over. The off-road people, the West Coasters are taking over, but it's tough to earn respect from the people out here that think we're the West Coast, that don't really got much. So it's cool to earn the respect and to grow with it.
Well, and I know, you know, obviously your dad's got backing by Monster Energy. You're with Nas, who, you know, it's you know, same company. You know, how's that been working with them?
It's awesome. That's where we are today. They helped us get with Joe Gibbs Racing. So without them, we wouldn't be where we are. So that's a big thank you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Riley, man. Good luck out here, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
All right, catching up here, we got Natalie Decker, General Tire ARCA 150 here at Charlotte, currently sitting top five in points. I mean, you gotta feel pretty happy with how the season's going.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So far, the season's going pretty good. We got the pole at Daytona, and then we've had some good runs, and we just ran at Toledo, and we got seventh there, and now we're here at Charlotte.
Well, and, you know, talking about the pole at Daytona, I know, you know, it was just a big deal for you to have an entire 2018 where you knew, hey, like, we're here, we've got some stability, we're running for a championship. I mean, you know, that had to have been pretty exciting. But then going into Daytona, the pole right out of the box, I mean, that had to have been, you had to have been ecstatic.
Yeah, it's still a dream to me. It still doesn't feel real. I still cannot believe I got the pole at Daytona. That is by far the coolest thing I've ever done in racing so far. So I'm still so happy with it.
I was going to say, that's some pretty elite company. You can say, hey, I was a pole sitter at Daytona. There's not many people that can say that.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know, looking at this year, I know, you know, how's 2018 been treating you? I know you went in and you were like, hey, this is a learning year. We'd like to go for Rookie of the Year. You know, there's some things you wanted to do, but, you know, how are things playing out for you?
So far, so good. We had a lot of good runs. We've had some problems where at Talladega the engine quit and we didn't get to finish that race, but every other racetrack we go to are super fast, and I love my team that I work with. Venturini Motorsports is amazing, and TRD. So I would say the season's going really good, and yep, we're running for Rookie of the Year. That's my big goal for this year.
How's it been with you? I mean, with ARCA specifically, I mean, it's a change up of tracks. You've got short tracks, you've got, you know, the super speedways. I mean, how's that for you as a driver, adjusting, you know, week in and week out?
That's what I love about the ARCA series, is you go to tracks like Daytona, and then you go to the small tracks like Elko and Toledo, and then we get to go to Pocono and a lot of mile and a halves, and that just prepares you for the next step, and the next step would be trucks. So we go to a lot of the same tracks they go to, and that's what I really love about the ARCA series.
Well, and I know, you know, talking about the trucks, you had a chance to drive one, at one of the events, and, I know you didn't make the field, but what did you learn from that experience, that carried you over to now?
Yeah, we really just practiced. It wasn't one of the best trucks I've ever seen out there, so probably not one of the best things we've done, but I'm glad now that I'm racing in the ARCA series.
So I've got to ask, I know you had the opportunity to test an IMSA car earlier this year. How was that test? What led to that? I mean, and that had to have been pretty exciting. You've spent most of your time, going left. I mean, how was that, jumping into a road race car of that level and that caliber?
Yeah, that was amazing. So my dad's friend, Tony Avi, is who owns the team that I drove that car with. And it was amazing. It was down at Sebring, and we flew in there, and I got to do two full days of just testing. And it was probably one of the coolest things I've ever drove. And I, really hope I can do it again. I'm pretty sure Tony Avi's going to be here today walking around during practice, so I'm going to tell him and be like, hey, when are we going to do that again?
Keeping your name, in the back of his mind, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you ever need a person, you know who to call.
Yeah.
Well, that had been kind of cool, though. I mean, not many people get two full days, and it must have been just no pressure. It was just go out and figure it out. I mean, you got to kind of set in the groove. I mean, is road racing something you want to do, more of in the future?
Well, my goal is NASCAR, but road race, that was so fun there at Sebring. And there's a few road races that they do in NASCAR, so the more seat time, the better. And, we're usually just all turning left, and it doesn't hurt to go out there and race on some road courses, but it was a lot different than oval racing. It was a lot more laid back, so it was really more enjoyable, because there wasn't so much pressure on me. I didn't have to go out there and run the fastest lap right away, and there was no really high expectations. It was just all out there for fun and for practice.
Well, and talking back about ARCA, obviously you're full time this year. I mean, that's exciting, not a lot of drivers get stability like that where you're like, hey, I can go and run for an entire season. I mean, looking at this year, how do you feel things are right now? I mean, what do you think that you guys can do to improve? And, your top five in points, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, we're doing good so far. Just keep running consistently and finishing in the top 10 at all the races. And I think we'll sit pretty good.
So moving forward, I mean, what's the plan? Obviously, you're in ARCA this year. I mean, 2019, where would you like to be? I mean, at some point, I know you want to keep continuing up the ladder. I mean, what are the plans for, the next 12 months?
That's hard because we haven't talked about it too much. But right now, we're really focusing on this season and racing the ARCA series. But the plan is definitely to get into NASCAR and into the top level. So whatever we have to do to keep working our way up.
Well, and here's a question too for you. I interview a lot of women in motorsport, and talking about what are some of the challenges that you've had to go through, and finding sponsors and things like that. I mean, it seems like our industry is shifting now for the better, and the doors are getting more open to women. But what are some of the challenges you faced?
Well, that is the biggest challenge, is finding sponsors. If you're a boy or a girl in racing, it is definitely the hardest thing to do. So I would say that is the number one challenge in racing for myself, and a lot of other drivers will probably say the same.
Well, I appreciate the time. Good luck out here at Charlotte, and hope to see you on the podium.
Thank you so much.
All right, out here at the General Tire ARCA 150, got Michael Self here, and I know you're running kind of an abbreviated schedule this year, but how's things treating you so far? Win at Daytona, man. I guess we're gonna win. That's the place to do it, right?
Yeah, that was definitely a good way to start the year off. Just not really a bigger race that you can win. That meant a lot for me and for Venturini Motorsports and especially Sinclair Oil, with everything that they've done over the off season and kind of the investment that Venturini's put back into this program. To start the year off with a win is huge motivation and confidence boost for everyone that we work with. So it sets the bar high, and I feel like we've gone forward since then. We went and struggled a little bit at Nashville, but I think we turned around and understood why we struggled there, and then the guys went to Salem the next week and won that race. And so as a whole, I think the team has had a really good start of the year, and myself, I've got a first, a third, and a fourth, so that's pretty good. I came out of Nashville leading the points, which was a big goal of mine, and then missed that third race, and then kind of rebounded there at Talladega with another third-place finish, and trying to make the most of the 10 starts that I do have and fight for a win every single time we get a chance.
And how is that as a driver? I mean, especially like you said, you know, if you're running the full schedule, you know, most likely be fighting for the points. I mean, you know, just running 10 rounds. I mean, how is that, you know, coming in, missing one and then coming back the next round? I mean, does it, you know, kind of throw a wrench in your consistency as a driver? You know, you get into a routine, or has it been pretty easy for you to kind of adapt and just jump back in the car?
Well, for me, I took 3 years where I didn't race at all. So I'm just happy to have the opportunities that I have at all. You love to be running as much as you can, but that's just not a reality right now. And so you just have to stay as sharp as you can and look forward to the next one. I mean, some people could get down about missing a race and be bummed out that they're not there, but I kind of take that as an opportunity to look forward to the next one and savor every day knowing that there is going to be a next race, because there was a time for me where there wasn't a next race in sight. And so just have something to look forward to, and don't let it go by too fast. Don't look at it in a negative way. Look at it in a positive way, as I get to go race 10 times, not I'm only racing 10 times.
So how is it, you know, being here at Charlotte? I mean, this is, you know, this has been, you know, I've been hyped as one of the bigger events this year, just because ARCA hasn't been here in, you know, well over a decade. You know, how is it, you know, coming in here? You know, obviously you said you get 10 starts. I mean, you know, I'm sure you kind of got the chance to pick some of the bigger events. I mean, how is it being here at Charlotte? How's the car feeling so far?
This is really special. I think it's really cool that ARCA's coming back here, especially on Memorial Day weekend. This is the biggest weekend in motorsports across the world, and to share it here at Charlotte Motor Speedway with the Coke 600, and just to be a small part of it makes it really special. And this is for almost all of us, this is our backyard, and this is Venturini Motorsports 5 minutes down the road. And it's kind of fun when you get to sleep in your bed the night before the race and then the night after a race. So it's just cool. It's a cool ambiance to be here. Big thanks to General Tire for putting this on. And I know this is a big race for those guys, too. They got a lot of fans coming out and a lot of their employees.
They flew me in for it, right?
That's right. Yeah. So it's cool to have that kind of support. And hopefully you just see the fan base of Memorial Day weekend racing come out and support this ARCA General Tire 150 tonight. As far as the Sinclair Oil Toyota, we've been pretty solid. I was happy, ended up second there in practice. We kind of ranged, you know, second to third throughout practice and made a lot of changes on our car, and the car responded to those changes. And that's a really important thing here, because it's easy to get a car that doesn't respond and you're just kind of chasing it and scratching your head. So I think it's important that our car reacted that way. So tonight, if we have to make changes in our pit stops, we can, and hopefully we'll be able to go out and qualify good and have some clean air to start up front. I think practice gave me confidence that we can do that. I just got to go back it up now.
Well, and let's talk about you as a driver, because your career, kind of looking over things. I mean, started in karts, you've done, you know, formula cars and road racing. I mean, you've kind of been all over the place. I mean, what lands you in ARCA with your background? You know, because I look at your background, it's like, man, there's a lot of series you could be running with, you know, because you've done so much.
There really is, and at one stage of my life, I never would have thought about going oval racing. I was kind of slated to go sports car racing or open wheel racing, and had an opportunity with Mazda there for a little while to go that route and follow and pursue the Champ Car Series. And it was kind of just like a wild hair. My dad never raced himself, but he grew up in Alabama, and he was always a huge fan of NASCAR, and I was a fan of it because of him. We were living in Utah at the time, and he just kind of threw it out there. He was like, what would you think about, you know, just trying oval racing? You know, we can go get you in a Ford Focus Midget out in Northern California and see how it goes. So we went out, we did this little driver test program, and it went well. I thought it was fun. I was like, hey, you know, that's kind of cool. Maybe we try more of that. And so we got a late model the next year, and basically it was like, I mean, we dropped road racing like cold turkey. I mean, we dropped out of it and went and focused on circle track racing. And I still ran my go-kart here and there a little bit, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the style of racing. I really enjoyed racing a guy side by side for multiple laps, running high grooves in a corner, low grooves in a corner. I mean, road racing is always going to be my specialty and where I started out. And I'll always look forward to going to a road course, but I really enjoyed driving stock cars, the weight of them, the power of them, just that it took so much to really manage the car. And when you're short track racing, you're not thinking about downforce. That's not playing a role there, which I was really used to in the formula car stuff and the sports car stuff. And for me, it was more about enjoying muscling a car around a little bit and sliding the car, and things weren't always perfect. It just made it fun. I mean, it made it fun, and I enjoyed that. And as I progressed through the K&N series, up to the ARCA series, the little bit of Xfinity racing that I did, the more I felt of that, and the more I enjoyed it. And so now this is home for me. I mean, this is a good place for me as a driver to be. I feel very confident in oval racing, and I really enjoy it. And as far as from a business perspective for the stuff I do with Sinclair Oil, the ARCA series is a good spot for them to be in. We get good recognition, good TV package, good fan base here, and it's a lot that we can kind of build on.
Well, and in talking about that, I mean, you know, what's the rest of 2018 look like? What events? And moving into 2019, I mean, what's the prospects for a full-time ride in one of the series?
Hopefully those prospects are always high. I just do everything I can every weekend to make them higher, and that goes beyond just trying to win the race. We got to put on a good event for Sinclair and all the folks that they bring out for the races and keep them involved and make things work from a business standpoint for them, and that'll hopefully help grow their investment. And winning races obviously doesn't hurt, but I keep telling people I'm a businessman as much as I am a race car driver, trying to manage that deal and grow a legitimate sponsorship. And so we just go, you know, from here tonight we go race Michigan, we'll go run Chicagoland and Iowa and really hit some of Sinclair's big markets and try and make a big splash in those areas. And then finish out the year, we'll run a couple short tracks at Lucas Oil Raceway Park and Salem, and finish the year out at Kansas. So I think it's a good schedule for us. A lot of short tracks, some intermediate stuff. We ran the two super speedways, and just a little bit of everything this year.
Well, and I know, you know, in your downtime, actually it was interesting. I got into this conversation out at the Long Beach Grand Prix with a couple of the IMSA drivers, and a lot of them getting into driving coaching, you know, because there is some downtime in between events and things like that. I know you do a lot of driver coaching as well. I mean, how did that door open for you?
That actually went back to when I was living in Salt Lake City. The racetrack out there, Miller Motorsports Park, they had the Ford Racing School, which was the only school in the world that at the time was backed and basically funded by Ford, and just a really, really good overall program from start to finish. And it was right there in my backyard, and I'd grown up racing karts out there at Miller, and so I knew everyone out there and had a lot of relationships, and I was fairly successful in the karts. And when I jumped into the late models and the car stuff there, I was fairly successful right off the bat too. And, you know, I needed, it kind of sounded fun. I needed a little bit of extra money, and it seemed like it might be fun to go, you know, work in racing, so to speak, every single day and get paid for it. So I got a job out there when I was about 18 and started coaching. And I still, today, 10 years later, I go back and I still work for the school every now and then. Sometimes I'll fly back out there and do a couple programs, and that's really where it all started. From there, it gave me a foundation of coaching expertise and knowledge. And then when I moved to North Carolina, I got hooked up with a couple of the K&N teams, guys that I had raced against in years past that had young kids that were coming up that needed some help. And I got on with Kaz Grawl a little bit and Justin Haley there at the beginning when they were over to H. Scott Motorsports, and was fairly successful, you know, with JJ took him. And from having very, very few full-size stock car starts to a NASCAR K&N championship in his second year, and that's really helped me kind of grow my reputation as a coach, I guess. And with him, actually, we went and started running in the Trans Am series, and that's been a great series. I got three or four full-time clients over there. It's a really, really fun series to be a part of. Those cars are very comparable to an ARCA car, and they run some of the best road courses in the country. All the cars have data and telemetry and video on them, so from a coaching standpoint, it makes it easy. I have a lot of tools and resources that I can use there, and those guys are my friends. I like going to the racetrack and hanging out with them and helping out my clients. And
it's pretty gratifying to see one of your clients on the box.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, more than anything, you take a guy who may have been struggling to run in the top 15 or something a year or two ago, and now he's running in the top 5 consistently. And for the most part, those guys are very grateful for that. And to feel like you really, you know, made an impact on, this is a guy that's probably spending $250,000 a year to race, and you know, he makes that little extra investment in you, and to see him progress like that feels like, hey, you know, it's really rewarding, because I don't want you to be out here wasting your money. No matter how much fun you're having, you want to be competitive, and so to feel like you're really helping that guy and his investment out, that's a satisfying feeling for me.
So circling back, Charlotte, you know, General Tire 150 tonight. What's it going to take to put your Sinclair car on top of the box?
I think from practice you've seen this place is very sensitive, very line sensitive. You really have to have a car that gets to the bottom without getting too tight and can stay and kind of hook that white line without getting tight or loose. And that's been tough. I mean, if you miss your mark by 2 or 3 feet here, it feels like you get super tight or super loose. It's not really in between, so you're just going to have a good, consistent balance throughout the course of the race. Honestly, after watching the races here last weekend, I think you're going to need to have a car that can move up to the middle and the top lane, and just a car that works well in the air. That's what all these intermediate tracks are about. It's so easy to get behind a guy and get tight or get in dirty air and lose the handling of your car. You got to focus on that and stay on top of that, and as a driver, just make sure you're on top of that and keeping yourself in the cleanest air situations you can.
I got to say, right now I'm checking out your footwear. It's on point. Not many people get matching Nikes that match their driver suit, man. That's taking your sponsorship to another level, right?
This was something I searched around on. I knew I wanted a pair of shoes.
Like the green matches and everything. Like, those are spot on.
Yeah,
like
it nailed it. It was over Christmas time. I was sitting with my wife, and I just went on the Nike ID site, and I was like, there's got to be something we can do, right? And this was actually the only shoe that had this style green. And I was like, that's like the exact green that's on the race car. So we got a pair made, and they came out better than I could have expected.
One of those where you're like, man, I should order like 3 or 4 pairs because they'll probably put them out of style or something, and it'll never come back.
Exactly. The amount of people that I have asked me for them, I should have gotten them and just sold them at an upcharge. I mean.
You could have signed them and started selling autographed shoes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So maybe missed it on that one, but they're pretty cool. Me and my wife are the only ones that have a pair, so limited edition.
Oh, that makes them worth more on eBay at the end of the season, right? Yeah. Daytona winning shoes and on eBay.
Lightly used.
All right, man. Well, thanks for taking the time, Michael. Good luck today in Charlotte, and we'll talk soon.
Cool. Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
All right. Big thanks to my friends at General Tire. Reminding you, anywhere is possible. Check them out, generaltire.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Always punching out some great content with some great tires. But thanks to them for having me out at the ARCA race, General Tire ARCA 150. Like I said, great catching up to all these drivers. Thanks for giving me the time. Great show. Hopefully you guys caught that on Fox Sports 1. But, it's great racing with some of the kids that here in the next 3, 4, 5 years, they are going to be the faces of NASCAR. But thank you guys once again. Head over to iTunes, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, leave a rating or review, check us out on the web, downanddirtyshow.com. I am at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook groups, or at Down and Dirty Show for the national show. We got a lot of content coming at you. Big news out of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We're going into national syndication. We've been in there for 3 years, but we're going to own Saturdays and Sundays nationally with motorsports content. So, boom, that change coming next week. I'm also, didn't talk about it earlier in the show, but I am going to be your new color commentator for the new Lucas Oil Midwest, the Midwest Off-Road Short Course Series. So it's called like the Midwest Short Course League. I'm your color commentator on TV for that. Yeah, somebody decided to put the camera on me, right? Going to be fun. So definitely lots to talk about on that front coming at you very, very soon. But thank you guys for all the support, and be safe. As always, game on.